弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我看到上面这些年轻人，能够带我们有这么好的敬拜，我心里面非常的感动。
I am very moved that a lot of young people up here on the stage could lead us in such wonderful worship before the Lord.
我以后不太敢随便讲一代不如一代了。
I don't casually say that one generation can't measure up to the generation before.
他们真的是长江后浪推前浪哈。
The wave behind is pushing the wave that is preceding it.
Yeah, very good.
Praise God.
You see? Yeah, 我想我们开始的时候，我们真的是非常非常感谢神，能够让我们有这样子的聚会。
At the beginning, we want to really be thankful to the Lord that we would have such a conference like this.
三天四天要过去是很容易的事情。
It's very easy for 3 days to 4 days to go past us.
但是如果在未来的三四天，神让我们真实的遇见他的话，可能成为我们人生这一生最重要的转机。
But in these three, four days, if we truly meet the Lord, it would be a critical turning point for our lives.
我相信我们每一个人回头看我们这一生的时候，都有一些很重要的 turning point.
And I think when we look back, we can identify turning points that are in our lives.
它可能只是发生一下子，我们这个人一下子改变了。
And maybe it happened all of a sudden, and we are changed.
可能我们参加一个聚会，可能我们碰到一个人或一个特殊的经历，我们改变了。
Perhaps a meeting, a person that we met, or a particular meeting that we a situation, we are changed.
所以我们每一个人都为自己祷告，也为整个大会祷告。
So I'd like to ask everyone to please pray for yourselves and pray for this entire conference.
好，希望我们每一个人都被耶稣遇见。
We pray that every single one of us is met by the Lord.
以前有一个聚会强到一个地步，传道人在上面悔改，决志信主。
And there was a meeting that was so strong, the preacher himself was repenting and coming to the Lord.
因为他是一个传统宗教的里面，他根本不知道什么叫重生。
Because oftentimes, a lot of times he was walking in the midst of religion, he didn't know what born again really meant.
我非常需要复兴，好，请你们也为我们祷告。
I too need revival, so I ask you to please pray for me.
我跟你们一样，我们都需要耶稣。
I am like you, that we all need Jesus.
我们每一个人都说，我主，我要遇见你。
And everyone will say, Lord, I want to meet you.
给我们一个突破。
Give us a breakthrough.
Breakthrough.破掉出来
something that is broken that we can come forth.
你发现我们常常被困的。
You find that oftentimes we are trapped.
一点点事情我们就被困着了。
Small circumstances will keep us trapped.
一个不喜欢的人在我们旁边，我们就被困住了。
Someone that we do not like, all of a sudden we are trapped by it.
一个胜不过的情绪就可以把我们困住好久。
An emotion that we can't overcome, we may be trapped by for a long time.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要 breakthrough.
But brothers and sisters, we all need breakthroughs.
每一个人都需要。
Every single one of us.
向耶稣要。
Ask of it from Jesus.
我们感谢神为我们打发了这么多很好的仆人来到我们中间。
We want to thank the Lord for sending so many wonderful servants to our midst.
他们在百忙中，有的身体也不好，而且从那么老远过来。
In the midst of their busyness, and sometimes physically they have needs, but they come from afar.
我们也为这些讲员们特别祷告。
And for all of our speakers, we want to pray for them.
我想我。代表整个教会，我们先来欢迎他。我们从最远的地方介绍起。
We want to represent our church to welcome all of our speakers. We'll start from the ones at the farthest from us.
我先介绍贝珍朱教师哈 ，Sister。
Sister Gerda Barker. You can stand.
Thank you. 谢谢。
Thank you.
我认识贝教师已经大概要开30多年、40年，他现在国语快比英文好了。
We know Sister Barker for the of over 30-40 years. Her Chinese is much superior than her English.
我们还要介绍一位你们以为是我们自己教会的弟兄，只是不太来聚会的。
And we're going to introduce another brother. You might think that he's one of us, but he seldom comes to our meetings.
This is Brother Ernest.
Brother Ernie. He loves the Lord, but he only comes to the meeting once a year.
他已经是我们教会的讲员，过去十几年来的讲员，我们非常谢谢他。
And many, many years he's been our conference speaker. We really want to thank him for coming.
过去有一段时间他身体非常重的病，但是他还是来服侍我们。
He's come through some physical ailment, pretty severe, but he's still here ministering to us.
对，我今天看到他第一句话就是你又长高了。
And I saw him today. The first thing that I said is, "You look taller."
不晓得是他长高还是我长矮，我总觉得他好高。
I don't know if he got taller or I got shorter. I always feel that he's getting taller and taller.
然后我们也特别介绍邱世杰牧师哈。
Pastor Chu.
全牧师，我很多年前就想请他，一直没有机会。他服侍也非常的繁重。
Many years ago, I wanted to invite our brother, but he's been very, very busy in the kingdom of the Lord.
我想你们看那个讲员介绍就知道哈，他不管在台湾、在美国都有很重的服侍。
You can look at the introduction in your handbook, whether here in America or in Taiwan, his services are very heavy.
尤其最近他们成立的国际关怀学会，特别是针对在海外的这些宣教士的服照顾跟扶持。
Particularly the ministry that he's involved in right now, they take care, oversees brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我想我们这两天也有几堂聚会可以从我们的弟兄得帮助。
We have few sessions with our brother and that he would minister to us as well.
另外我们还有两位特别的讲员从洛杉矶来的哈，就是温荣信老师跟高芬芬老师，请你们站起来。
Teacher Nguyen and Teacher Gao, they're from LA visiting us.
这个好几十年前温弟兄就作曲得过世界奖哈，我忘了是第二名还是什么全世界的，那在台湾就很出名。那他们特别做的黎陀生弟兄全集，如果你们听过的话就知道是太高档的一个诗歌敬拜专辑。
Our brother and our sister, they're world renowned.Musicians and they particularly came up with a series of melody, particularly highlighting Brother Watchman Nee's.
我希望我们所有 worship 同工这两天抓住机会哈，好好卡油。
And I like to ask all the worship co-workers take the opportunity while they're here to glean some of the oil off of them.
Okay, good, good. 还有没有什么讲因为我漏掉了，我们其他的专题有邱牧师的专题，贝教师的专题另外我们还有陈明、于师母跟春秋姊妹的一个专题。
Brother Ming, Sister Nancy, and Sister Ellen, they also will have discussion topics in the afternoon.
你们三个要不要站起来让人家看看？
Would the three of you please stand up?
Okay, so we can all. 不好意思，那另外就是福音的专题哈，有达军跟那个姚洋弟兄，我想你们明天参加到的小组就会认识他们了。
Special topics concerning the gospel. Those of you who are interested, you will know them when we break into groups.
然后我们也特别谢谢在背后为我们服侍的一些同工们。虽然我自己也是这个教会的，但是我真的知道他们很辛苦。我们特别谢谢他们。
We want to thank all the brothers and sisters who've been laboring behind this conference. I know that I'm part of this church, but they are doing a lot of work to make this happen.
刚才陈明已经把我也讲的谢谢讲了哈，就是你们从外地来的弟兄姊妹，我们非常谢谢你们。
Brother Ming had welcomed all of you who are from afar. Again, thank you for coming. We welcome you.
你们肯来，对我们就是一个鼓励。
The fact that you're willing to come is an encouragement for us.
更不要说，我知道你们常常都在背后为着这个小小的教会祷告。
Not to say that I know that you're praying for this particular church often.
我们能够蒙福，是因为你们为我们求福。
We are blessed because you've been praying for our blessings.
非常谢谢。
We really want to thank you.
我想我这次只讲两堂哈。
I'm only going to speak in two messages or two sessions.
我希望你们没有说哈两堂啊那么多。
Some of you are saying, huh? So many?
因为你们每个主日都已经听我讲了。那么我这次我们大会的主题是我们整个教会的主题哈。基督是一切，又在一切之内。
The theme for this retreat is the theme for our church as a whole. Christ is all and in all.
这个题目太重要了哈。
This theme is so important.
我说圣经上所有的教导都很重要。
And I said all the teachings in the scripture are important.
但是有一些是关乎我们个人的，或是我们生活规范、生活该有的见证方面的。
But there's a lot of teaching that concerns our the way we live and the testimony that we ought to have as we live our day-to-day lives.
但是有一些的真理它是启示性的哈，它是控制性的。
But some truth, they are visionary, they're revelational.
当我们被开眼的时候，我们进到一个新的境界，新的层次。
And when our eyes are open to these things, we find ourselves entering into a complete different realm.
我相信这句话如果针对我们打开来的话，
I trust that this phrase is truly open to us.
我们每一个人的生活一定被翻转的。
That every single one of us, our lives are going to be turned.
我们看见基督是一切，然后又在一切之内啊。
We will see that Christ is indeed all and he is in all.
这是一个非常非常大的题目。
It is a very big topic.
那我们正好最近整个教会刚刚读完约翰福音，整个约翰福音读完。
Our church is finished reading the gospel according to John.
所以我就用约翰福音的两个小小的故事。
And I want to use two of the stories that are mentioned in this gospel.
只是做个例子，让大家看到基督怎样是一切又在一切之内。
To use it as an example to illustrate how Christ is all and in all.
所以我的信息平常都是分三段哈。
My messages usually are broken down to three sections.
这次你发现我每一篇信息只分两段。
And you discover that my messages are only broken into two sessions.
一段讲基督是一切。
And one part I'm going to talk about Christ is all.
另外一段就讲他又在一切之内。
And the second part is that he is in all.
那今天晚上我讲基督是我们的满足。
And I want to talk about the fact that Christ is our satisfaction.
礼拜天早上讲到基督是我们的生命。
And then Sunday, Christ is our life.
因为在这里这两件事情都对我们是非常重要的事情。
Because these two things are of the utmost importance to us.
我不知道你怎么样哈。
I don't know how you feel.
但是对我来说。
But as for me,
我觉得在人生的里面，我或是说在我服事的经验里面，接触的朋友里面。
In my life and the experiences that I have in life and the friends that I've encountered,
我发现第一个最常碰到的问题就是人常常不快乐，被劳苦愁烦所霸占。
I find that the one thing that I see among the people that I know is that they're often trapped by dissatisfaction or unhappiness.
好像就活这么一趟，可是很少人活得很喜乐的。
And we live this one life, but seldom do people live in constant joy.
我记得我第一次去英国的时候，我们坐在那个车上。
I remember the first time I visited England, I was sitting on a bus.
那个老先生跟我们讲，他说：“你看伦敦呢。”全世界多少人想来这里
？And elderly gentleman said, "This is London."
他说：“你看看外面马路上有哪一个人脸上带着笑脸的
？”So many people wants to come here, but look at the people on the streets. How many smile faces do you see?
每一个人都劳苦愁烦啊。
And everybody is seemingly full of sorrow.
我今天也要说哈。
And today I want to say the same.
你看 Silicon Valley 啊。
Look across the Silicon Valley.
有多少人脸上带着笑容，真正满足的
？How many people do you truly see their face express joy？
多少人想跑到美国？多少人跑到美国想来加州？来到加州想来戏谷
？And so many people wants to come to America and then come to California and then come to the Silicon Valley。
对，第一件事情我们要解决的是，到底怎么样子去面对我们心灵深处的那些空虚不满足
？And so the very first thing I want to deal with is how do we face the void and the dissatisfaction that is in our hearts？
第二件事情我常常听到的就是我很软弱，我很不行。
And the second thing that I hear often is that I'm so weak, I'm incapable。
所以礼拜天我们特别要来看基督是我们的生命。
So Sunday we're particularly going to focus on the fact that Christ is our life。
虽然圣经很熟哈。
Yes, we know the scripture well。
但是我们还是读一遍。
We'd like to ask you to read it together。
尤其我刚刚受到我儿子的鼓励，他说是一个很 beautiful story， 所以我们一起来读。
And my son has tremendously encouraged me that this is a beautiful story， so we should read it together。
我们一起来读这个很 beautiful 的 story。
Let's read this beautiful story together。
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter four。
你们可以读就一起读，中文、英文都可以，但是我为了省时间，所以我需要读快一点。
Chinese or English, let's read it together。
好。第四章啊，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，他就离开了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他的儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给的你活水。”妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？”耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用这么远来打水。” 耶稣说你去叫你丈夫也到这里来妇人说我没有丈夫耶稣说你说没有丈夫是不错的你已经有五个丈夫你现在有的并不是你的丈夫你这话是真的妇人说先生我看出你是先知我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷耶稣说妇人你当信我时候将到你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷你们所拜的你们不知道我们所拜的我们知道因为救恩是从犹太出来的时候将到如今就是了那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他因为父要这样的人拜他神是个灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他妇人说我知道弥赛亚要来他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们耶稣说这和你说话的就是他当下门徒回来就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话只是没有人说你是要什么或说你为什么和他说话那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去对众人说你们来看有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了莫非这就是基督吗众人就出城往耶稣那里去有几节的经文我们一起同声来读一遍
There are a few verses I'd like to ask you to all read it out loud together
13节14节
Verse 13 and 14
耶稣回答说凡喝这水的还要再渴人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源直涌到永生好我们再读23节24节
Verse 23 and 24
时候将到如今就是了那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他因为父要这样的人拜他神是个灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他好那这个故事我们读完了我们现在用很简单的几件事情来复习一下这个故事。
I want to review the story that we just read with just a few reminders.
如果大家记忆清楚的话，你就记得这个撒玛利亚女人在整个故事里面，她曾经问过四个问题。
And you recall that she asked four questions in this story.
那这四个问题呢，正好让我们来复习这个故事，而且我们也来复习一些非常重要的属灵真理。
And these four questions will review what we just read and some spiritual truth that is in our lives.
她问的第一个问题就是当耶稣对他说请你给我水喝的时候他说你是个犹太人你为什么向我要水喝
And the very first question is when Jesus asked for water she says you being a Jew why do you ask water from a Samaritan woman
那这是撒玛利亚女人不能够明白的一件事情
This is something the Samaritan woman can never understand
不仅仅犹太人瞧不起他们
Not only do the Jews despise Samaritans
而且犹太的男人是非常优越的他们不随便向女人开口的
And Jewish men they esteem themselves very highly they don't casually open their mouth to a woman
所以这个女人在她身上有第一个问题就是说你怎么会向我来要水喝
So the very first question this woman had was why would you come to me and ask of water
但是弟兄姊妹这个问题我就需要特别提醒弟兄姊妹一件事
But through this question brothers and sisters I want to remind you one thing
我们讲过很多次的每一次当主来遇见我们
We said this many times every time the Lord comes to meet us
或是每一次当主对我们有要求的时候
Or to say any time when the Lord has a particular request of us
他其实不是真正跟我们要什么
It is not that he wants something from us
他乃是要给我们
It is because he wants to give something to us
当神向我们要什么的时候
Whenever God says he wants something from us
其实他是要叫我们去面对我们到底有没有他所要的
And the reality is he wants us to face whether we have what he's asking for
他早就知道我们没有的
He knows that we do not have it
但是我们不知道
But we do not know that
所以他需要借着一些环境借着他直接来问我们让我们来看看我到底有没有
So through circumstances he would ask us the question whether, Then we will examine whether we have the things that he asked for
等到我们谦卑地承认我没有的时候
Until we come to the point point where we humble ourselves and say, Lord, I do not have it.
他就要把他所要给我们的给我们。
And then he will give us what he is intending to give us all along.
所以我说神所要的其实是神要给的。
And I always said that whatever God wanted from us is exactly what he wanted to give us.
所以如果你读这段故事的话，你会发现一开始耶稣说，请你把水给我喝。
So at the beginning of the story, you see Jesus asking this woman, give me a drink.
但是后来就变成这个女人说，先生，请你把这个活水给我。
And then you see at the end of the story, this woman says, sir, would you please give me this water?
你有没有发现这个故事转过来了？
You discover this story has turned.
开始是开始在耶稣跟她要水喝。
At the beginning was Jesus asking her for water.
但是才几次谈话以后就变成这个女人说，先生，请你把这个活水给我。
But in a few words of conversation, this woman immediately says,Sir, give me this living water.
我们也很希望借着今天晚上这个故事，我们能够每一个人都向耶稣发出这个呼喊，说主先生，请你把这个活水给我。
And I pray that through the illustration of this story, each and every one of us would ask of the Lord, Sir, would you please give me this living water?
那第二个问题。
And the second question.
这个耶稣说要把活水给他。
And so Jesus said, I have living water for you. And so the Samaritan woman very naturally asked a question. She said, Sir, you have nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. How are you able to get living water? And brothers and sisters, please pay attention that in this question, and it speaks of a common helplessness within the human race. And through this physical experience of thirstiness, let's look at a common problem within man.
外面的口渴很容易明白。
And it's very easy for understand that I am thirsty.
我相信心灵的饥渴，我们一样很容易明白。
But I also trust that our spiritual thirst is also something we can understand.
世界的原则就是你要解渴的时候，你需要来打水。
The principle of the world is that if you want to satisfy your thirst, you must come and draw water.
你需要花功夫，你需要花代价来打水。
You must work, you must labor to get water.
但是很遗憾的，你会发现我们常常没有打水的。
But tragically, we find that we have no instrument, no tool to draw water. 我不知道怎么样子得到一些东西，真正可以满足我们心灵的干渴。We don't know how to obtain the things that can really satisfy the thirst inside.
我们试了很多种的方法，甚至我们不知道怎么样再去打水了。
We try many different ways, and we come to the point where we say, I don't know how to draw water.
这个女人讲了一个很深刻的问题，她说井又深。
And this woman.Pointed out something very obvious. The well is deep.
不光外面有一个井很深，让他很难打水。
Not only do you see that there's a well here, but this well is extremely deep. It's hard for me to fetch water.
一个最深的井，一个更深的井，其实是在我们心灵里面的。
This deeper well is of our heart.
我们常常打不出水来啊。
We can't fetch water out of it.
我们很想来解决我们心灵的干渴，可是我们发现我们解决不了。
We want to solve this problem of the thirst within, but we can't solve it.
弟兄姊妹，你不需要太大年纪就应该有这种体会的。
Brothers, you don't need to be too old to come to this comprehension.
原谅我说，如果你到现在都还没有这种体会的话，你的人生，我不管你是太幸福还是太肤浅。
If you haven't had this experience, forgive me for saying that either your life is too shallow or.
没有关系啦，你不好意思，他比我看哈。弟兄姊妹，我们很容易把我们的满足就是建立在外面看得见的、感受得到的事情。
A lot of time we build our satisfaction on the things that we can see and the things that we can feel.
要等到有一天走到我们发现这个叙加的水，我虽然饮了千井口人，这个什么干渴啊。
Though I come to this well, I find myself still thirsty.
就像耶稣说的，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
Just as Jesus said to her, he who drinks of this water, they will thirst again.
不要说打本身是很辛苦的事情。
Not to say to draw water takes great effort.
常常这个井很深，打不到，或者打得很辛苦。
But this well is so deep, you labor and you get nothing.
就算喝到了主说凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But even if you got something, Jesus says, if you drink of this water, you will thirst again.
我相信我们里面都有这样子的经历的。
And I trust we all have these common experiences.
你看我们以前第一辆买我跟于师母买的第一辆老爷车$500，我们高兴死了。
Pastor Nancy and I, the very first car that we owned, we paid $500 for. we were so happy that we got that car.
我们从学校搬到加州来，还把它运来，花了1500块运来。
We spent $1,500 to ship that car all the way to California when we moved here.
啊，那是我们公司出的钱啊。
My company paid for it, obviously.
弟兄姊妹，等到我们买的第一辆车的时候，哎呀，我不晓得它了，我把它当什么什么宝贝一样来看。
New car.
New car, yeah.
When we purchased our first new car, I treated it as my baby.
美国这个 Pontiac 2000, 哎呀，一天到晚出问题。
It was a Pontiac 2000, and it had all sorts of problems every day.
那时候我们住在一个 apartment 二楼，
好。And we were living on a second floor in an apartment building.
我连晚上吃完饭都要跑下楼去看看他。
And after dinner, I would get down from our apartment building just to take a look at my car.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你看，后来就一辆车换一辆车，一辆车换一辆车，我现在根本都不看，都是灰。
So we changed one car to another. Now I don't even look at my car. You could tell it's covered in dust.
啊，我们大家买房子也是一样，原来我说。生小孩也是一样。
And when we buy our homes, and even when we have our kids, it's the same.
啊，有人生的第一个小孩打个喷嚏都要去送医生的。
And when we have our first kid, the very first sneeze, we rush to the hospital.
啊，生到第五个孩子吞下一个空饮，你还骂他，你怎么这么调皮？
And when your fifth kid comes along and he swallows a coin, and you would scold him and say, "Why are you so mischievous?"
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个人的心是没有办法借外面的东西得到满足的。
Our hearts can never be satisfied with the outward things.
你原来只要说找到工作就好了。
And originally you would say, "Oh, if I just have a job, then that'd be good enough for me."
只要有 income 就好了。
As long as I have some income, that's good enough for me.
只要能够不要丢脸，有工作就好了。
As long as I can have a job and save my face, that's good enough.
你看看我们现在换了几个工作。
How many jobs have you had now?
一个工作加一个工作的换。
We switch one from another.
然后从这个到那个，那个到 HP, HP 到 Google, Google 不知道还有哪里啊。
From here to there, from HP to Google, and then to somewhere else.
好，就这么。我们就一直在这里换。
And so we change from job to jobs.
我们不容易得到真正的满足。
We're not easily satisfied.
所以这个女人说井这么深。
So the woman said the well is deep.
你怎么打水？
How are you going to get water?
你什么东西都没有。
You have nothing with you.
这就是耶稣准备要给她的。
And this is what Jesus is ready to give her.
世界的原则是交易的原则，是打水的原则。
And the principle of the world is of an exchange, the principle of drawing water.
而且井这么深才打得出水来。
And again, the well is so deep, and you got to work hard to get a little bit of it.
耶稣要给我们的是永流的活泉，是永流出来的。
But what Jesus wants to give us is a fountain of living water.
不是去打的。
It's not something that you need to go for.
它自己出来的。
It comes and it bubbles up by itself.
不是暂时的。
It is not temporal.
是只永流到永生的。
It flows onto everlasting life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道当耶稣跟我们要的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when Jesus asks of it from us,
他实在是带着恩典怜悯跟我们要。
He comes with grace and mercy as he asks the question of us.
所以不要怕来就近耶稣。
So do not be afraid to draw near to Jesus.
不要怕来顺服耶稣。
Do not be afraid to obey him.
也不要怕来答应耶稣的任何的要求。
Do not be afraid to answer to every one of his calls.
每一次他跟我们要的时候，他都是有大的恩典在后面要给我们。
Every time he asks of us of something, there's immense grace to follow.
第三个问题。
And the third question.
他说我们的祖宗雅各把这个井留给我们。
This is our father Jacob has left us as well.
他自己、他的儿子、他们的牲畜都在这里喝这个水。
His sons and his descendants, all their livestock, they drank from this well.
难道你比他还大吗？
Are you greater than he?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果我们是犹太人的话，你就知道雅各多伟大了。
If we are Jews and we know how great Jacob is.
他们的神是被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And their God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
到了雅各分为十二个支派。
And when it came to Jacob, 12 tribes came forth.
以色列族就是雅各的十二个儿子出来的。
And the 12 tribes of Israel came forth from the 12 sons of Jacob.
所以当他们讲到雅各、讲到以色列，甚至是整个国家的代表。
And when they talk about Jacob, when they talk about Israel, he's the representation of the nation.
这是我们的祖宗，而且这么大的祖宗留给我们的。
He is our forefather and is a great forefather.
连他自己都在这里打水。
Even he himself drew water from this well.
难道你还比他更好吗
？Are you greater than he？
难道你比他还要大吗
？Are you greater than him？
弟兄姊妹，我们常常去追求这个地上哪些人生哲学、伟大的哲学家、伟大的这个神的仆人。
We follow philosophies. Sometimes we even follow the great servants of the Lord.
我们上这个课上那个课我们以为在这些的里面我们可以得到什么
We go to this class, we go to that class, we think, we figure that in these things we'll lay hold of something.
但是在这里这个女人好像跟耶稣挑战
But here this woman seemingly she is challenging Jesus.
他们不仅已经试过了而且已经试了1800年了
And she's basically saying we tried for 1800 years.
历史历代人人都在这里打死打水
All the generations before me, they came here to draw water.
难道你有别的方法吗
Do you have another way?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是今天晚上我们要讲的福音
Brothers, this is the gospel that we're going to speak of tonight.
这就是为什么耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚
But this is the reason why Jesus must go through Samaria.
他知道在那里有一个有罪的女人，有一个心灵充满了干渴的女人
And he knew that there's a woman, a sinful woman who is thirsty.
有一个抬不起头来，但是心灵没有满足的人
There's a woman who could not lift up her head and she is not satisfied inside.
犹太人都不经过撒玛利亚的但是圣经特别说耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚
You will not find a Jew that would go through Samaria, but the scriptures specifically mention that Jesus went through Samaria.
因为耶稣爱她
Because Jesus loved her.
弟兄姊妹也是因为耶稣爱你耶稣爱我
It is because Jesus loved you and Jesus loved me.
他来到撒玛利亚
He came to Samaria.
他来主动地接触这个有罪的女人
He came personally to interact with this woman.
他主动地来接触这个心灵空虚得不到满足的女人
He initiated this contact with this woman that is not satisfied, is full of void within her.
第四个问题
And the fourth question she had
他后来跟耶稣谈完话以后他回到城里面去了
And after she had this conversation with Jesus, she went back to her town.
他跟城里面人做见证说有一个人把我素来所行的都说出来了
And she said to everyone in the town that this is a man, he told me everything that I've ever did.
他说莫非他就是基督吗
Perhaps he is the Christ.
请你注意撒玛利亚女人从圣经开始的故事到现在这样子结束
And pay attention how the story started and it concluded to this point.
他在这里对耶稣的认识是一个台阶又一个台阶的往上了。
Her understanding of Jesus is as if she's taking one step after another after another.
刚开始他称他是犹太人。
Originally, she simply said he was a Jew.
后来跟耶稣交手两回合以后，发现这个人不一样，他称他为先生。
And after a few conversation, a few exchange of words, she realized he is different, and so she called him sir.
先生是当时就是老师、律法师，这是很高的一个尊崇。
And the term sir is as someone that you would greet with someone who's of highly esteem as a rabbi or a teacher.
等到后面的时候，他说我看出来你是个先知，那是更高了。
And then you discover as she conversed with Jesus, she says, I perceive that you are a prophet.
到这边他说莫非他就是基督就是弥赛亚
And then she comes to this and she says could this be the Christ the Messiah
你发现一个原来这么低的一个女人
And you find this woman who is so lowly
对耶稣完全不认识的人
She did not know anything about Jesus
她在跟耶稣经过了一段的接触之后
She spent a little bit of a conversation with Jesus
她跟过耶稣一段的对话之后
She had some exchange of words
她对耶稣的认识就一直加增
Her knowledge, her knowing of Jesus begins to grow
到最后她能够出去做见证这是以色列人素来所盼望的弥赛亚
And she would come to the point to testify that this is the Messiah that the Israelites have been waiting for.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在海外，在这个2000年后的这种新教的传统底下，讲到弥赛亚，我们没有觉得那么强烈。
Runs into 22,000 years later, when we talk about the term Messiah, we don't have that strong understanding.
对他们来说，弥赛亚是一个震撼人心的人物。
For the people of that time.The Messiah is someone that would shake the world.
他们素来盼望弥赛亚出现。
They were longing for the coming of the Messiah.
你发现这个女人对耶稣的认识越来越增加。
And you again see the knowledge and the knowing of Jesus, and this woman begins to grow.
这真的是一个 beautiful story, 太美的故事啊。
This indeed is a beautiful story.
耶稣主动来接触了一个这样子的女人。
Jesus himself initiated.The interaction with this woman.
把他从一个这么 miserable 这样子一个低下痛苦的里面把他拯救出来。
And for such a miserable state, Jesus would deliver her.
耶稣不仅仅让他解他的干渴。
And Jesus not only satisfied the issue of her thirst.
耶稣把活水泉赐给他。
And Jesus has given her the living fountain.
让他不是只有得到一点的恩典。
That she did not just obtain a little bit of grace.
让他居然认识了弥赛亚。
But that she came to know the Messiah.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件太大的。 的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a big thing.
所以这是我现在就是用这个女人问的四个问题，把这个故事复习了一下。
And I review this question with this story with the four questions that this woman asked.
那接下来我们就要来问到底这个女人。
And then we want to ask concerning this woman.
耶稣临到她的时候。
When Jesus came to her,
怎么样子跟我们今天要讲的基督是一切又在一切之内连起来
how does it relate to the theme for this conference that Christ is all in and all?
我想我们刚刚念的经文应该已经很清楚了
And I think from the scripture that we listed earlier before is very clear.
耶稣告诉我们凡喝这个水还要再渴
And Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again.
凡喝我所赐的水
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give,
永远不渴
He will never thirst.
我所赐的水
The water that I shall give.
要在他腹中
will become in him
成为泉源直涌流到永生
a fountain of water spring up unto everlasting life.
那类似一节的经文在约翰福音第七章的时候
and in John chapter 7,
耶稣又在那里站着高声说
and Jesus again, he stood up and he cried out.
他说人若渴了
he says, if anyone thirsts,
可以到我这里来
let him come to me and drink.
信我的人如经上所说要从他腹中流出活水的江河来
he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
接着说圣经讲这句话耶稣讲这句话是指的圣灵说的人要受圣灵
tells us that he spoke this concerning the Holy Spirit.
所以换一句话说不光耶稣是活水泉
Not only is Jesus the fountainhead.
耶稣复活升天以后，在圣灵的里面，他成为活水的江河。
And when Jesus ascended on high in the Holy Spirit, he became the rivers of living water.
换句话说，他不光是一个 living water， 他是一个活的水。
He is the living water within.
他是在我们里面满溢出来的。
He overflows from within.
他是带着力量。向外出来的
and he comes up with power that surges upward
而且是到永远的
and it flows unto everlasting
弟兄姊妹我相信我们都盼望得到这样子的活水
Brothers, I trust that we all want this living water
因为这个世界真的叫我们干渴
because this world brings us to the place of thirst
我是不愿意这样子问到底有多少的弟兄姊妹你真的觉得活得很喜乐
and I didn't want to ask this question but brothers and sisters how many of you truly live in joy
我们没有信耶稣以前听到这个福音我们都很愿意信耶稣，因为我们盼望得到喜乐。
Before we came to know Christ, we hear this gospel. We want to receive Him because we want joy.
我们盼望得到心灵真实的满足。
We want the true satisfaction within our hearts.
那我们信耶稣的时候也真得到了。
And when we came to believe Jesus, we truly did receive it.
可是很多人都好景不长。
But too many people.
好景不长 ，cannot last long.
Can't last very long.
对，过一下就干了。
They come to thirst again very quickly.
跑到教会来打水了。
And so they run to church to fetch water.
这个问题到底出在哪里
？So where is the problem?
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见基督不仅仅是我们的满足。
And brothers, we need to see that Christ not only is our satisfaction.
真理说到基督是一切，他是我们的满足。
But Christ is all and he is our satisfaction
但是圣经上也告诉我们 Christ not only is all but in all
but the scripture tells us that Christ is not only all but he is in all
换句话说这个喜乐这个满足这个活水泉应该是超越时空的
and again this satisfaction this living water should surpass time
不管在哪里在什么地方在什么处境下
it should surpass time and space no matter where you are when you are
它都应该是真实的
it should be real
所以我们现在要来看这个问题
So we need to come and see this problem.
所以当耶稣在这里问他
So when Jesus came and asked her,
你去把你丈夫带来
Go bring your husband.
你去把你的丈夫带来
Go bring your husband.
耶稣一针见血地问到他的问题
Jesus directly came to the problem of her life.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过在2000年前
And I told you the story before about 2000 years ago.
特别在犹太人中间
Particularly among the Jews.
女人的地位
The role and the position of women.
这个犹太男人最得意的几件事情一件事情就是他是男
A Jewish man, there are some things that he's very proud of. One, that he is male.
所以他们看不起女人的。
So they despise women.
所以在那个时代对女人来说。
And so to be born of a woman in that time.
找到一个好的丈夫。
To be able to find a good husband.
一方面说到她在这里得到了一个好的依靠，得到了安全感。
Not only did she lay hold of a good reliance, a sense of security.
那对女人来说，找到一个好的丈夫
，and for a woman to find a good husband in those days，
是她整个人生里面最大的一件事情，因为这是她的满足，她情感的需要。
It is the biggest thing in her life is the satisfaction of the needs of her emotional needs。
所以在当我们讲到丈夫的时候
，so when we talk about husband，
她一方面说到我们内心最深的满足，一方面说到我们的依靠。
One hand it speaks of the deepest longing with our hearts and something that we lean on。
耶稣太晓得这个女人
，Jesus knows。
所以耶稣一针见血的就对她讲说：“把你的丈夫带来。”
So Jesus directly asked her and said to her, "Bring your husband."
这个女的说：“请把这个活水给我。”
And so Jesus said, "She said to Jesus, please give me this living water."
那耶稣等于就在这里告诉她：“你想要得到活水吗？”
So in a way, Jesus is telling her, "If you want this living water,
把你的丈夫带来。”
Bring your husband.
耶稣就是要叫她去面对她自己内心真实的情形。
Jesus wanted her to face.The reality within her heart.
到底什么是你真正的满足
？What is your true satisfaction?
到底什么是你真正的依靠
？What is your true reliance?
到底谁可以给你真正的安全感
？Who can truly give you a sense of security?
到底谁可以真正让你满足
？Who can truly satisfy you?
你发现这个女人她完全回答不出来。
And you discover this woman couldn't answer.
她就说我没有丈夫。
And so immediately she says, "I don't have a husband."
I don't know about you. 我不知道在座弟兄姊妹你怎么回答耶稣。
Brother and sister, I don't know how you would respond to Jesus.
到底什么东西是我们内心真正的满足
？What is the thing that satisfies your heart?
到底是什么东西是我这个人真正的安全感、真正的依靠
？What do you lean on and what do you rely on?
主耶稣从来不要标准答案的，他要我们真实的答案。
Jesus never wanted a standard answer. He wants a truthful answer.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不能够很真实、很诚实的去面对自己的。
Brothers and sisters, if we cannot genuinely and sincerely face ourselves,
这个活水的经历不容易在我们里面成为实际的。
The experience of this living water will not easily become reality.
我们必须很真实的去面对，到底谁是我的丈夫。
We need to be very sincere and seriously ask who.Is my husband?
你发现这个女人说我没有丈夫。
And then this woman answered and said, "I don't have a husband."
耶稣说你说的不错。
And the Jesus said, "You spoke rightly."
你已经有五个了，现在有的还不是你的。
You have had five husbands, and the man that you are with now, he's not your husband.
你可以想象这个女人吗
？Can you imagine what's going through this woman?
当她带着那样子的憧憬进入了婚姻。
And when she enters into her marriage with such expectations,
从此王子跟公主要幸福快乐的过一生。
And from now, the prince and the princess will live happily ever after.
我找到了我的白马王子。
I found my prince.
他是我的依靠，他是我的喜乐，他是我的满足。
He's my reliance. He's my joy.
就哪里晓得好景不长。
Not to say again, not much longer.
Yeah, that's very good. 没有多久以后不行了。
It didn't work out.
矛盾出现了。
Problems arise.
有那么多的冲突出现了。
Conflicts and frustrations.
有这么多的缺点出来了。
A lot of the faults that I find.
有这么多原来以为是可以让我快乐的，现在让我痛苦。
The things that I thought that could bring me joy, now it brings me pain.
原来以为是可以给我安全感、给我依靠的，现在让我紧张。
I thought these things I can lean on, but now these things cause me to worry.
你知道在那个时代他们也不是随便离婚的人。
And again, in those days, people do not divorce casually.
需要走到离开来那是一件很痛苦的事情。
And they walk to the point where of separation is something that is very painful.
我相信这对所有结婚的人都是这样。
And I think it is true of anyone who's entered into marriage.
但是有一天他实在没办法了。
But one day, she came to her end.
Cut off.
And she cut off that relationship.
他们结束这段感情。
They sever that emotion, that tie.
等到伤口修养好的时候
，and after the wounds had some time to heal，
他可能带着盼望
，and again with an expectation，
带着一个更深的盼望
，a deeper expectation，
然后带着一个更高的要求
，and a greater and higher standard，
他希望找到一个再也不会这样
，and she's saying I want to find someone that will never do that again，
然后进入了新的婚姻
，and she enters into a new marriage relationship，
然后过了一段时间
，and then after a little time passed，
不知道多久。
Don't know how long.
也不知道发生了什么事情。
We don't know what happened.
反正他们又是走不在一起。
But again, they can't continue further.
有一天又走到这个阶段。
And they came again to the end.
再一次分开来。
And they severed that relationship again.
他对他的第三个要求更高。
And for the third one, had a higher requirement and standard in her heart.
他对他第三个期望更高。
And expectation grew.
但是他再度的失望。
And she again was disappointed.
但是他带来了更深的不满。
And brought in her a deeper dissatisfaction.
她的人生就是这样子，一次又一次，一次又一次。
Her lives repeat again and again and again in these cycles.
她永远没有真正的满足。
She never found satisfaction.
她没有真正的依靠跟安全。
She couldn't find reliance. She couldn't find security.
啊，那天耶稣来遇见她。
And then that day, Jesus met her.
把你的丈夫带来。
Go.Bring your husband.
哦，弟兄姊妹，那天那个女人，这个女人身上虽然她有那么多那么多，破碎、痛苦、失败的历史。
And this woman has so many history of brokenness and pain and suffering.
但是她非常的真实。
But she was very real.
她就是告诉耶稣说：“我没有丈夫。”
She said to Jesus, "I don't have a husband."
那弟兄姊妹。如果我们要在主的面前真正的得到这个活水泉
，If you really want this living fountain，
我希望主把那个勇敢去面对自己的这个心赐给我们。
I pray that the Lord would give you a heart, a courageous heart to face yourself。
而且我也很希望主把那个属天的智慧赐给我们。
And I pray that God would give us a spiritual understanding。
不要再去用自己的方法想要在主以外找到满足。
That we would no longer look for satisfactions outside of the Lord.
我想我们前一阵子讲婚姻也好。
And I think earlier we were talking about marriage.
我们讲职场也好。
And when we talk about our workplace.
我们讲教会也好。
We talk about the church.
今天很多人把这个内心的满足放在周围外面看得见的人事物上。
A lot of people look for satisfaction on the things that they can see and the things that they can touch.
所以这个反而成为我们里面愁苦的原因。
And then all of a sudden, these things became the reason of our pain.
所以我们有一个翻天覆地的一个新的观念，就是结婚不是为了幸福快乐的。
And we have a turning point and understanding that marriage is not for the purpose of happiness and
是为了神的荣耀的。
But it is for the glory of God.
如果你觉得这是大道理，算了。
And you think this is too high for me to get it? Forget it.
你就一样跟世人一样，常常在婚姻里面得到很多很多的不满足。
And then in your marriage, you will continue to be like the rest of the world, find dissatisfaction.
你会把很多 unreasonable 的这个 demand expectation 放在你的对方上。
You will put a lot of unreasonable expectation and demands on your spouse.
圣经从来没有说婚姻是为了幸福快乐的。
And the scripture never says that marriage is for the purpose of happiness.
它是为着神的荣耀的。
But it is for the glory of God.
幸福快乐是结果，是必然的结果。
Happiness, it's a natural result that comes from marriage.
我们的 career, 我们的职业一样是这样。
Our career is exactly the same.
如果你要把成就感、把满足、把快乐建筑在你事业的成就，而是 impossible.
If you want to establish your value, your success and what your happiness on your work.It's impossible.
如果你现在不赞成我的说法的话
，If you do not agree with what I'm saying，
那是可以了解的
，And I can understand。
但是我决定相信
，But I truly believe，
在你人生的某一个点上，你会有同样的醒悟的。
In your life, somewhere along your life, you will come to understanding。
当你有一天，就算 Google 在你的手下是你的
，Even if you come to the day when Google is within your hands and you own it。
你发现你一样不能够满足的。
You will find that there is still a void in you.
弟兄姊妹，你如果换教会也是这样的话。
And going to another church may be very well the same.
如果你以为换一个教会就能够叫你满足。
You think if I went to another church, I would be satisfied.
Not necessarily true.
That's not necessarily true.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须把我们的满足，真正的内心最深的满足放在耶稣基督的身上。
Once we must put our true source of satisfaction on Jesus.
因为这个活水只有他能够给。
Because he is the only one that can give living water.
所有基督以外的。
Everything outside of Christ.
通通都是交易的原则，通通都是打水的原则。
Everything is on the basis of exchange and the principle of drawing water.
你要花力量，你要花代价。
You need to pay a price. You need to labor for it.
我们需要受很多的苦。
And you got to suffer a lot for it.
我们可能得到一点水。
And then you'll gain a little bit.
但是喝完了，我们还是会渴。
And after you drink of it, you'll be thirsty again.
但是耶稣要给我们的水不是这个样子。
But the water Jesus gives is not this way.
它是活水。
It is living water.
它是只永流到永生的水。
Flows unto everlasting life.
弟兄姊妹，这个妇人说：“先生，我要这个水。”
So this woman says, "Sir." Give me this water.
我巴不得我们每一个人都能够向主有这样子的开口，说主，我没有先生。
How I pray all of us would open our mouth to the Lord and say, Jesus, I don't have a husband.
我希望你们中间做丈夫的不要骂我哈。
And those of you who are husbands, please do not scold me.
我们是在讲属灵的东西。
We're talking about something spiritual here.
任何我们里面 unmet need， 我们里面所有不能够满足的需要跟 desire。
If there are any unmet needs and any unmet desires within us,
如果我们是放在主以外的人事物的话，弟兄姊妹，我们注定要愁苦的。
If we put it on anything, people or things, we are doomed to suffer.
这个不是我说的。
This is not what I said.
耶稣说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
Jesus says, "He who drinks of this water, he will thirst again."
所以我巴不得我们每一个人哈。
So I pray every single one of us.
当任何时候仇敌来试探我们。
Whenever this Satan comes to tempt us.
是什么时候我们里面有不满的情绪，我们里面有要求的时候。
And anytime we find that there is a sense of dissatisfaction and there's a great want.
我们对我们的 spouse 另外一半有要求，我们对孩子有要求，对公司的老板有要求的时候。
Concerning our spouse or children and our boss or our work.
我们对教会有要求的时候。
We have a demand for our church.
我希望圣灵能够把耶稣的话告诉我们，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak these words to our hearts. He who drinks of this water will thirst again.
不要把我们心灵的满足放在耶稣以外任何的人事物上。
Do not put our satisfaction outside of Christ on anything or anyone.
当我们把基督摆对位置的时候。
And when we put Jesus at the rightful place.
当我们真正尊主为大的时候。
When we truly esteem Him as First,
耶稣成为我们的活水泉。
And Jesus will become the fountainhead.
你发现你不仅仅会不会再把要求不满放在旁边的人事物上。
You'll discover all of a sudden you're not going to put your demands and requests on the people and the things around you.
我们要成为别人的祝福了。
But all of a sudden you now become the blessing of those around you.
你看这个女人丢下水罐子，她根本不在乎自己的需要了。
So you discover this woman, she left aside her bucket and she ran into town.
那是她积蓄，她满足。
Those tools were the things in time past that were able to satisfy her thirst.
那是她一直靠着能够勉强得到一些水来解渴的东西。
She leaned on those things to quench her thirst, to satisfy to solve the problem.
当她碰到耶稣的时候，她不要了。
But when she met Jesus, she didn't care about them anymore.
弟兄姊妹，她把人都带到耶稣面前来。
And then she brought all the people before Jesus.
所以圣经告诉我们，不光很多人因为撒玛利亚女人的改变性的耶稣。而是来看了耶稣以后，他们都信耶稣了。
So the scripture tells us that not only people were changed because they heard the story from the Samaritan woman, but they were changed when they came and saw Jesus for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的巴不得我们中间每一个人都这样子遇见耶稣。
And how I pray every single one of us would meet Jesus that way.
能够真的说基督是我们的满足。
That we can really say Jesus is my satisfaction.
然后我们底下要讲到基督又在一切之内。
And then when we talk about Christ is in all.
我们怎么样子让这个满足真的是超越时空的。
And how do we let the satisfaction go past time and space?
我们不管到哪里去，这个活水全都在我们里面是真的。
It doesn't matter where we go, this living water, this living fountain is real in us.
不管是在家里面。
Whether I am at home.
不管是在教会里面。
Whether I'm at church.
不管去上班了。
Or whether I'm at work.
不管我在买菜，我在开车，我在做任何事情。
Whether I'm shopping, I'm driving, doesn't matter what I'm doing.
这个活水全都在我们里面。
This living fountain is inside of me.
我们不需要这样子礼拜天来教会打水。
It's not just me coming Sunday to church.Draw water.
不要误会，不要我以为我说你们礼拜天不要来聚会啊。
Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you you don't need to come on Sunday anymore.
我们不是靠这个为生。
We do not live by Sunday.
而是我们在任何的地方，活水能够在我们里面是出来的。
But no matter where we go, the living fountain flows.
所以底下来到一个很关键的东西。
And so we come to a key point here.
就是我们这里耶稣跟他谈话里面的第二个关键的东西。
And so the second key element in this conversation.
讲到真实的敬拜。
And true worship.
弟兄姊妹，人内心的满足跟我们真正的敬拜是截然不可以分的，好，是绝对不可以分的。
Now, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that the true satisfaction of our heart cannot be separated from true worship.
我们不可能跟神的关系不正常，而我们能够有真正的满足。
There's no way for us not have for us to.Have an unhealthy relationship with God, yet be satisfied.
所以在这里有一段非常非常重要的谈话。
So there's a very important dialogue here.
讲到到底什么叫做敬拜。
To talk about what is true worship.
我相信这个女人的话题也绝对是在神主宰的权柄里面出来的。
And I trust that the words that came out of this woman's mouth came out of the sovereignty of the Lord.
她说：“先生，我看得出来你是个先知。”
And so she says, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet."
我们的祖宗说，我们应该在这个山上敬拜你们。 们却说在耶路撒冷。
Our forefather says we ought to worship on this mountain, but you said it need to be in Jerusalem.
但是耶稣在这里告诉他真正的敬拜到底是什么。
And so here Jesus tells her what is true worship.
弟兄姊妹，这是我非常感动的一个地方。
Brothers, so this portion of the story really moves me.
这样子的一个女人。
Such a woman.
不要说当时的人看不起她
Not to say the people of her time despised her.
连她自己也都觉得没有脸去看别人
She herself feels like she can't lift up her face to others.
所以中午天 大热天日头烈烈她就出来打水因为她要回避 不要碰到别人
Therefore in the noon of day she would come and draw water because she would avoid the crowd.
大家都知道她结过婚五次现在又跟别人同居
She knows she's been married for five times now she's living with someone.
现在听起来也许现在人不觉得什么在那个时候是叫石头打死的人
Nowadays this kind of scenario is not surprising to us but in those days you could be stoned to death.
但是耶稣却主动地接近她
But yet Jesus proactively came to her.
主耶稣不仅仅愿意把活水全给她。
Jesus not only wanted to give her the living fountain.
在圣经里面难得有一段在新约讲敬拜。
And then there's, we don't find often where the New Testament, the scripture talks about worship.
讲得这么清楚讲得这么高。而且是耶稣讲的
and it defines it so clearly and elevates it to such a high place and Jesus himself clarified it
耶稣不是在对神学生讲的
and Jesus is not speaking to a bunch of seminary students
耶稣不是对法利赛人不是对拉比讲的
he's not talking to the Pharisees or the rabbis
他对一个人都不想见甚至他自己不敢见人的一个有罪的女人来讲
Jesus came and spoke concerning true worship to a woman that no one wanted to deal with and she didn't even feel that she had theface to deal with anyone.
这是何等的恩典啊
What an amazing grace.
耶稣这么爱我们
Jesus loves us to this point.
他纪念每一个愁苦人的需要
He remembers the sorrow of every individual.
别人可能瞧不起我们我们甚至对自己失望也瞧不起自己
Others may despise us and we may look down on ourselves.
但是耶稣却这样子看重这样子一个人
But yet Jesus esteems such a person.
圣经没有说他是人间的渣滓
The scripture did not say that she is the lowly among the people.
但是她的确像，因为没有人理她。
From her behavior and from her circumstances,
她自己也不敢来理人。
You see that that is the case.
但是主却把这么两个伟大的教导对这样子的女人来讲说。
But the Lord spoke concerning these two spiritual truths with her.
我希望对我们在座所有软弱、失败、跌倒、痛苦的人，这是一个大的安慰。
And I pray for all of you who have.Been hurt, stumbled, and fallen, that this would be an encouragement for you.
别人可能忘记了你，耶稣没有忘记你。
Others may have forgotten about you, but Jesus have not forgotten about you.
别人可能看不起我们，但是耶稣从来没有看不起我们。
Others may despise you, but Jesus would never.
这个人对信仰来说有这么多的东西不懂，随便东道理西道理的讲来讲去。
And you see in the conversation, she didn't really have a very good understanding of.Any theology.
但是耶稣却把这么宝贵的启示来告诉他。
But yet Jesus gave her such wonderful revelations.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们讲到真实的敬拜一定带来内心真实的满足。
And we talk about the fact that if we have true worship, that we'll have true satisfaction.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
在这里讲到十六篇十一节，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
In your presence, the fullness of joy; at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
那种真实的喜乐
That's true joy.
那种真实的满足
And true satisfaction.
一定跟主发生关系的
And must come and It must have a relationship with the Lord.
所以他说是在你面前 in your presence.
And therefore the psalmist says in your presence.
这一定跟神发生关系的。
So it has something to do with God.
而这里带来的满足，它带来的喜乐是一个满足的喜乐。
And this joy that it brings is a fullness of joy.
就像活水泉 overflowing 出来，满出来的。
Just like a living fountain that keeps flowing to the point of overflowing.
而且他说在你右手中有永远的福乐。
And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
这个 forevermore 它不是短暂的不是一下下的
It is not temporary but it's forevermore
它不是好景不长的
It is not something that doesn't last very long
它是 forever 的
But it goes on forever
弟兄姊妹通通都跟神发生关系
It has everything to do with God
所以你发现耶稣自己在这里也做见证
So you see Jesus testifying here
他跟这个人要水
And he came to this woman asking for water.
然后门徒们进城去买食物去了。
And then the disciples went into the city to purchase food.
等到门徒回来的时候，耶稣却说我已经吃过了。
And then when the disciples came back, he said to the disciples, I've already eaten.
他说因为我的食物就是遵行那差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
He says my food is to do the will and the work of the Father who sent me.
他真正的满足。
His true satisfaction.
他真正的享受。
And his true enjoyment.
完全在于他为神而活。
Depends on how he lived for God.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫敬拜？
Brothers and sisters, what is worship?
今天现代的人一讲到敬拜，就是认为就是诗歌。
And a lot of people, when they come to the term worship, they think it's singing songs.
然后常常问说你们教会的敬拜怎么样？
And people will ask the question, what is the type of, or what style of worship do you have?
然后他们一问我就知道是说你们准不准唱长诗？你们是唱长诗还是唱短诗？准不准用鼓？
Do you use hymns? Do you use contemporary songs? Are you allowed to use the drums?
弟兄姊妹，这个不是圣经上说的敬拜。
Brothers, this is not the worship that the Word of God is talking about.
这只是敬拜表达的方式之一，就是。
It is a particular expression of worship.
敬拜说到我们跟神的关系。
Worship talks about our relationship with God.
所以 Austin Sparks 弟兄他说，什么叫敬拜？敬拜就是 holy for God, 全然为着神。
Austin Sparks says, "What is worship? Worship is entirely holy for God."
就是你整个人的一生，你所有的都是为着神。
Your entire life is for God.
这个叫敬拜。
This is worship.
Oswald Chambers 他说：“竭诚为主 ，my utmost for His highest.”
Oswald Chambers was said, "My utmost for His highest."
不光我所有都是为了他哈。
And not only my all is for Him.
我里面最深最深最好的全都是为了他。
But the very best from the depth of my being is for Him.
这个叫做敬拜。
This is worship.
那弟兄姊妹，你会说：“那我差远了。
”And brothers, you would say, "Oh, I'm far from it."
没有关系，我们都是这样子的人。
It's okay. We are all the same.
但是主照着我们。
But based on our capacity,
他在这里工作,
he comes to work,
他在这里吸引我们,
he comes to draw us,
他在这里把他自己启示给我们,
he comes to reveal himself to us.
当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候,
when the Lord reveals himself to Abraham,
他就为亚伯拉,他就为神筑祭坛。
And so he erected an altar.
所以 Watchman Nee 说得很好啊。
Brother Watchman Nee said it very well.
筑祭坛。
He erected a wall.
是神显现自然的结果。
It's a natural consequence when the Lord appears.
当你真看见神的时候，你很自然就要把自己奉献给他。
When you see God, it's very natural for you to offer yourself to Him.
这么伟大的神。
Such an awesome God.
我理当把自己归给他。
It is rightful that I give myself to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣他这对这样子的一个女人。
So brothers and sisters, when Jesus came to such a woman.
主没有只解决他罪的问题。
Jesus did not just solve the sin problem.
弟兄姊妹，你发现连这样子的。
You discover a woman such as this.
耶稣跟她谈敬拜。
Jesus talks to her about true worship.
那真正拜神的。
How those who truly want to worship God.
要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
They need to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
因为父要这样子的人来拜他。
Because the Father is seeking such a person to worship.
神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
So those who worship Him need to worship in spirit and truth.
换句话说，任何地方都可以敬拜。
And another word, no matter where you are, you can worship.
关键不在于外面在什么。
It doesn't matter what's going on the outside.
不在乎你在哪里。
It doesn't matter where you are standing.
不在乎你用什么方式。
It doesn't matter what method you use.
而在乎我们心到底如何对待神。
It depends on what is your heart attitude towards God.
我们是不是真的愿意 let God be God?
Are we truly willing to let God be God?
我愿意 holy for Him.
And we live holy for Him.
我愿意把我最深最好的给他。
And to give my utmost to Him.
弟兄姊妹，神喜欢我们真实。
Brothers and sisters, God wants us to be true.
所以所有的东西只要是真实的。
So if anything that is true.
就算是从零到一百。
From a scale of 0 to 100.
假装说最高的敬拜是 100.
Let's see, the highest worship is 100.
其实最高的敬拜是无止境的。
The highest worship is infinity.
我姑且假装最高的敬拜是 100.
Let's say, for example, the highest worship that we can attain is at 100.
那我们 start from 0.
And we start from 0.
没有关系。
It's okay.
但是神在乎的是真的。
But what God cares about is what's real.
只要是真的。
What's true.
它就是生命。
Then it's life.
它会继续长的。
It will continue to grow.
越爱主就越爱主。
The more you love Him, the more you love Him.
你越敬拜他，你就越深的敬拜他。
The more you worship, the more you're going to worship Him.
你就发现我们这个人只要在真实的里面。
And you discover as long as you are in truth.
哎呀，我们跟神的关系就越来越好。
Your relationship with God will get better and better.
而当我们跟神的关系好的时候。
And when we are at a right relationship with God.
在他面前有满足的喜乐。
In His presence is the fullness of joy.
在他的右手中有永远的福乐。
At his right hand are pleasures forevermore.
所以真实的敬拜
and again, true worship
一定带来平安喜乐的
will bring about peace and joy.
但是敬拜不是为着我们
but I want to tell you, worship is not for us.
我在说敬拜不是为着我们
I want to say again, worship is not for us.
It's all about Jesus.
It is all about Jesus.
全都是为着神
It's entirely for God.
所以当我们的心是向着神无所求是向着神的时候
So when our entire heart seeks after Him,
你发现你里面有一个说不出来的喜乐平安从里面出来
You discover all of a sudden this unspeakable joy and a peace that flows, that bubbles up from within.
所以来到教会聚会
And when we come to church,
当我们在唱这么好的诗歌敬拜神的时候
when we sing great songs, when we're worshiping the Lord,
如果我们整个的心整个的注意力整个的感觉都还在我的问题
if our entire person, our mind and our heart is on me, myself,
你就发现你仍然被你自己被你旧造被这个旧造的世界所控制
you discover that you're still bound by this old creation.
就算在活水泉我们仍旧干渴
Even when you're standing on living fountain, you're still thirsty.
就算圣灵已经大大运行在我们中间的，你还是捆绑。
Even if the Holy Spirit is moving among the congregation, you find that you're still bound.
因为我们的注意力是 all about me.
Because your focus is all about me.
弟兄姊妹，这是耶稣这么重要的一个开启哈。
This is such a great revelation from the Lord.
我们要真正满足的人生嘛。
Do you want to choose?A life that is satisfied.
要真正有活水涌溢、喜乐满溢的人生吗
Do you want a living fountain that flows in your life?
我们除了要解决我们罪的问题
aside from dealing with the issue of sin in our lives,
我们需要解决到底我的丈夫是谁
We also need to deal with this issue. Who is my husband?
到底我在敬拜谁
Who am I worshiping?
到底谁是我的神
Who is my God?
所以列王记上十八章，当以利亚在加密山上的时候
So first, in First King, and when Elijah was on Mount Carmel,
他对那些已经妥协的百姓们说：“你们心怀恶意，要到几时呢
？”He said to the people, "How long are you going to be double-minded?"
如果耶和华是神，我们就应该顺服耶和华。
If the Lord God is God, then obey Him.
如果巴利是神，我们都去顺服巴利。
If Baal is God, then go follow Him.
你发现百姓们一言不答。
And then you find that the people, they did not respond.
那是已经妥协的一般百姓了。
And it is the people that has already been compromised.
那已经在世界里面已经心怀恶意，两个都要的人。
And they're already lost in the world, they want both.
那是不可能的事情。
It is impossible.
我们不可能脚踏两条船能够得到喜乐平安的。
We cannot have our feet in two separate boats and still want to have peace and joy.
我们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门的。
We cannot serve God and we cannot serve mammon at the same time.
所以诗篇十六篇第四节告诉我们，凡是用别的代替耶和华的。他的愁苦一定加增。
Psalm 16 tells us, "He who substitutes other things for God, his sorrows will increase."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我这个话不是对你们说的，也是一样对我说的。
Brothers, I'm not just preaching to you; I'm preaching to myself.
因为任何时候，我只要用别的东西代替了主。
Whenever I substitute something for the Lord,
我发现我的愁苦一定加增了。
I find that my sorrow will increase.
我看我不管在乎什么东西。
It doesn't matter what I matter.
只要他不是基督。
As long as the things that I care about is not Christ.
只要他跟神的旨意没有关系。
As long as it has nothing to do with the will of God.
我这经验就是证明我的愁苦一定加增。
My experience tells me my sorrow have increased.
就算今天我们服事的果效好像跟着我们。
And even though it seems like the fruit of our labor is following us.
别人给我们很多的掌声，给我们很多的夸奖。
And people give us a lot of accolades. And a lot of praise.
但是什么时候我们用自己来替代的基督
So whenever we replace ourselves with Christ,
我们里面的愁苦一定加增
Our sorrow will increase.
我们里面的虚空痛苦一定出现的
The vanity, the void, and the sorrow will come forth.
大卫说：“我将耶和华常摆在我面前。”
David says, "I've always set you before me, Lord."
因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。
You're on my you're on my right hand. I shall not be moved.
他有一个这么稳的生命在他里面。
There's a life that is so steadfast and so sure.
不管狂风暴雨。
It doesn't matter what the storm.
不管任何事情发生。
It doesn't matter what happens in his life.
他在神的面前心不动摇。
And he says, I am unmovable.
因为他把耶和华摆在我的面前。
Because I've set the Lord always before me.
你是我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身安然居住。
So my heart rejoices and I dwell in peace.
在我们里面有个不倒翁的那种重心在那里。
And there is a center that cannot be moved, that cannot be shaken.
不管环境怎么撞击我们。
It doesn't matter how circumstances come knocking along our way.
不管我们是不是也受到 激动动来动去。
Yes, we are stirred and we are moved.
但是因为他是我的主。
But because he is my Lord.
我们里面有一个稳定的力量。
I have a steadfastness in me.
永远会把我们带回到他的面前。
That always brings me back to his presence.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我不晓得我们在这个特会之前，我们自己跟神的关系到底是什么
？I don't know how is your relationship with the Lord before this conference began.
我也不晓得我们到底是用什么方法在打水。
And I don't know with what means are you drawing water.
到底我们真正的喜乐平安是从外面来的呢
？Are your joy and your happiness coming from outward sources?
是从打水来的呢？
Is it from your own labor of drawing water?
从我们所依靠的丈夫来的呢
？Is it from this husband that you're leaning on?
还是我们真正在这里得到的基督是一切
？Or have you really laid hold of Christ, who is all?
他是我们的满足，不过是中间的一个点就是了。
He being our satisfaction, but is but the one point of what we have.
他是我们一切的一切。
He is our all.And in all.
所以为什么他的名字叫 I am who I am?
And this is the reason why God calls himself I am who I am.
我们要什么他都是。
Whatever we long for and desire for, he is.
而且他又在一切之内。
And he is in all.
我们怎么样子能够得到这个呢
?How can we lay hold of it?
真的就是不管我们在哪里。
It doesn't matter where we are.
因为真正拜神的不在山上不在耶路撒冷。
Those who truly worship God is no longer on this mountain or in Jerusalem.
乃是用心灵和诚实来拜他。
But in spirit and in truth we worship him.
我们整个的心愿意为主而活。
If our hearts have a steadfastness to live for him.
我们愿意把主摆在首位。
And we desire to put him at the first place.
让他带领我们一步一步上行又上行。
That he would lead us into this upward journey.
当我们这个样子的时候，任何地方都可以成为圣地。
If we are moving in this way, then no matter where we are standing on holy ground.
任何时刻都可以成为神圣的时刻。
Any moment can be a very holy and sacred moment.
任何的遭遇都可以让我们给神献上最高的敬拜。
And any circumstances we come into,We can give him the highest praise.
能够摸着神心的敬拜
a worship that can touch the heart of God.
希望主让我们都珍惜啊
And I pray that we will all treasure these.
常常能够有这样子的 quiet time, quality time, 跟这位至高者
That we would have quiet time and quality time with the Most High.
把他摆在我们的面前
That we always set him before us.
耶稣，我爱你
Jesus, I love you.
耶稣，我需要你
Jesus, I need you.
耶稣，你是我的主。
Jesus, you are my Lord.
我的好处永远不在你以外。
I have nothing good aside from you.
任何地方都活水涌流。
So no matter where we go, the living fountain will flow.
任何地方我们都可以用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
And no matter where we are, we can worship him in spirit and in truth.
我们一起唱一首诗歌好吗？
Let's close with a hymn together.
我们唱205首《致基督来住在我心》。
Hymn 205, Since Jesus came into my heart.
我们只唱第一节、第三、第四节。
Verses 1, 3, and 4. Praise you, God.
生命有何等奇妙地大改变，是耶稣来住在我心。我旧目的光辉今朝有我魂见，是耶稣来住在我心。是耶稣来住在我心。是耶稣来住在我心。
Stand.
逼迫了即便这有是为是耶稣 歌词我们一起来读
Verse 4, let's read it together.
无穷尽的活泉我里面已饱足自耶稣来住在我心因已有甜美爱不再感生活苦自耶稣来住在我心把我们每一个人都带着这个活泉回去
And I pray that we all leave with this living fountain in us
第五节讲到旧历史全都过无什么可留恋
Verse 5
弟兄姊妹我不管我们过去有多少失败痛苦不堪回首的历史
Regardless how much of our past and our history that we don't even want to remember or look at
圣经告诉我们若有人在基督里他就是新造的人
Scripture tells us if any man be in Christ he is a new creation
旧事已过一切都是新的
The old have passed and everything has become new
今天在基督里面他要给我们一个全新的历史
And today in Christ you're going to have a brand new history
他要带领我们过全新的生活
And he's going to lead us to live a brand new life
他让我们不用在这么远来打水
And we don't need to go fetch water from afar
他也不要让我们在那里一再的经历各样的失望
We don't have to be disappointed again and again.
喝了这水还要再渴。
To drink this water and to be thirsty again.
一个丈夫又一个丈夫的换。
And one husband after another husband, exchange after exchange.
他要把永流的活泉赐给我们。
But he wants to give us a fountain that flows forever.
而且借着耶稣基督的救赎。
And through the salvation in Jesus Christ.
他让我们跟神和好了。
That we are reconciled to God.
让我们可以任何时候到神的面前。
That any time we can come before the presence of God.
用心灵和诚实向他献上。真实的敬拜
and spirit and in truth to offer unto him a genuine worship
能够以神为乐
that the Lord may be my joy
好我们最后唱四五节第四节第五节
verse 4 verse 5 together
无穷尽的活泉我里面已饱足请几位弟兄姊妹随着圣灵的感动为我们祷告带大家祷告
We ask a few brothers and sisters if you're moved by the Holy Spirit to pray for us
你需要坐下来的可以坐下来
Please feel free to sit if you want to
主是的这不仅仅是撒玛利亚妇人的故事主这也是我们每个蒙恩人身上的故事、
Amen.
自耶稣来住在我们的心中，我们的人生起了何等大的改变。主晚间是的，让我们再一次来信察，是的，在我们里面那活水的江头，那活水的源头是否还在那里涌流。主，你在心的深处再一次来问我们，主，我们是不是真的把你放在首位？我们是不是，我们从我们的心说，我们的好处不在你以外。圣灵再一次来光照我们，圣灵也再一次来提醒我们，圣灵也再一次来帮助我们，让我们真实的用心灵用诚实来敬拜你这位复活的耶稣。主，是的，是的，你自己活水的江源，哦，再一次在我们的心中涌流。主，我们的心谢谢你帮助我们，继续向我们的心来说话。
Lord Jesus, we pray that these days that we would be true to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we come. Oh, Lord, you tell us to come. And Lord, you tell us not to be afraid. Lord, we thank you, oh Lord, the very thing that you ask of us is the very thing you want to give us, oh Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus, oh Lord, I pray that in the days to come, oh Lord, each and every one of us will come to meet you in such genuine ways.And Jesus, oh Lord, if you went out of your way to meet this woman, you are here meeting us.
Amen.
Each and every one of us, oh Lord. Holy Spirit, come and speak into our lives. Transform our lives to the glory of God.
Amen.
We thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
是的，
主，我是什么样的人，主，我就到你的面前求，主，我要这个活水。
阿门。
基督是我生命的活水。
阿门。
主，这个成为我生命的真实，主，我渴慕这样的活水。
阿门。
主啊，对每一颗心说话，除去除你以外我所有的依靠，因为基督是一切，又在一切之内。
阿门。
这已经赐给我们了，主啊，帮助我们进入到这个实际里面。主，我们需要你。
Amen.
我们需要这个活水且永流到永远，因为唯有基督是我的满足。
Amen.
主，我谢谢你。哦，主，我谢谢你。
Amen.
是的，主耶稣向撒玛利亚妇人说话的神也向我们说话。
Amen.
你说属灵的人参透万事，主耶稣，让我们看见我们心里所渴慕的。
Amen.
那个丈夫，那个妻子，那个最宝贵的是什么？
主啊，
给我们一个属灵的眼光。
阿门。
主啊，看见我们，看见我们的生活应当是怎样过。
阿门。
以神为乐的生活应当怎样过。
阿门。
以敬拜为人生目的的人生应当怎样过。
主啊，
主耶稣，以你为满足的生活应当怎样过。主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你向我们说话。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
阿门。
是的，主，你说信你的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江。
阿门。
主，我们感谢你，你不但是为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
阿门。
主啊，你还把那永活的生命来赏赐给我们。
阿门。
主，让我们啊，真是有能力能够起来行走。
阿门。
谢谢我们的救主，奉主耶稣基督。
阿门。
阿门。
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Amen.
今天晚上你再来向我们的心说话。
Amen.
你说我们的光景不但干渴，我们实在是向着你有不冷不热的爱回流在你的面前。晚间我们说，主啊，你的灵要来充满我们，接客我们，让我们再一次的活过来。耶稣，我们常常觉得我们何等的软弱，但是这一位神的儿子何等的爱我们，
他
一直向我们叩门，一直用他的手牵引着我们，巴不得我们把我们的全人来给他。耶稣啊，我们说我们爱你。
阿门。
何等的短暂的爱，何等会变色的爱。
但
耶稣，今天晚上你再来向我们说话。
阿门。
再来激励我们。再来激励我们。一切的历史都过去，让我们今天晚上靠着你来更新。
阿门。
江河要在我们里面。
阿门，
只永留到永远，永远。
阿门。
哦，主，我们爱慕你， 显现，多多的向我们显现，我们把荣耀来归给你，祝福平安充满在我们的里面，靠主耶稣基督的名。
晚上我们都要来救你，因为你是我们的主，因为你是我们的活水泉。
阿门。
然后主啊，是的，我每次来到你的面前，哦，主是的，主真是能够尝着哦那个哦前所未有的满足。主是的，因为主啊，人若渴了，只喝你所赐的水就永远不渴。
阿门。
主的水要在我们里面成为泉源，直涌到永。
阿们，
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督。
阿们。
主，不是我们去寻找你，乃是你来寻找我们。
Lord, it is not us who are seeking you, but you've sought us out.
主啊，不是我们能够给你水喝，乃是你实在纪念了我们的干渴。
We can't give you anything to drink, but you have remembered our thirst.
你要将这永活的江河赐给我们。
The living waters you're going to give to us.
Oh, 你娘不吃劳苦的来寻找了我们。
Oh, Lord, you laboriously came and found us.
你娘子降卑自己的来靠近我们。
You humbled yourself to draw near to us.
你满有恩典的来面对我们最深的痛苦。
Full of grace, you came and dealt with the deepest pain within us.
你为了要把我们带回到你的面前。
That we may be brought back to you.
主啊，站在这里的每一个人都需要耶稣。
Everyone who's standing here before you, we need you, Jesus.
主啊，不管是任何的原因阻塞了这个活水的涌流。
Whatever the reason that caused this fountain to stop flowing.
主啊，你今天晚上为我们除去这个原因。
Lord, undo these reasons.
让我们真实而勇敢的来面对你。
Courageously and genuinely, we come and face you.
让我们从最深之处对你说，主，我们没有丈夫。
And from the depth of our being, we say, Lord, we have no other husband.
好，让我们能够谦卑地敞开我们的心来接受你。
That we are humble with our hearts wide to you.
也借着你这伟大的救恩，你所用血给我们买回来的恩典。
And this wonderful salvation that has been bought.By the shedding of your blood,
可以常常坦然无惧地来到神的面前
that we may come boldly before the presence of God,
用心灵和诚实来敬拜他
with spirit and truth to worship Him,
让我们这个人生成为一个最有价值的人生
that this life is lived at the utmost value,
乃是一个不仅跟神发生关系，而且是为神而活的人生
not only does it have a relationship with God, but is lived for God.
谢谢主
We thank you, Lord.
保守祝福我们在座的每一位
Keep and bless everyone here.
除去仇敌所有加在我们身上的痛苦和伤害
Oh Lord, remove all the harm and the pain that the enemy has in our life.
擦干我们的眼泪
Wipe away our tears.
断开我们的锁链
Break the chains that bind us.
医治我们的伤痛
Heal our wounds.
鼓舞我们往前
Stir us on.
我们谢谢你。
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
我们需要你。
We need you, Lord.
Oh, 耶稣，我们永远需要你。
Oh, Jesus, we forever need you.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.